Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing well. I had an unexpected visit from my brother and my biker brother and the stuff. We used to do rallies for many years, and he decided to take a road trip, and he never made it to his destination in Pennsylvania, but we ended up having a wonderful weekend together because for some reason, his motorcycle said, you know what? I don't think I want to go to Pennsylvania.
That's a great thing. It's amazing how the universe works that way, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. And now, of course, you know, I haven't gotten a text from him yet that he's made his way back, but he took the parkway back because he said, I need some eye candy. This is supposed to be a motorcycle trip. And although we had a great time reconnecting and we had great food, we had great conversation, a lot of laughs, he said, I need to go and see the eye candy on the parkway. So he went back to Parkway to the Asheville areas where he's living now.
Ah, nice. That's a nice ride.
So he's going to get out and get some of the places where they have these overhangs and take some pictures and stuff. So he was pretty excited. The weather here was beautiful. We had 77 as a high today, so it was really nice here. It had been cold before that. And so it was like the perfect time for him to really just enjoy that ride.
Beautiful. Awesome. I always love that.
Rumor has it you're back in Florida, Jacqueline girl.
I'm home. I'm back in Florida. Back into hot and humid weather. And looking at all the trees that have been down from Hurricane Matthew.
Quite the storm, boy. Quite the storm.
Wow. Yes. I can say from my trip that I would believe that South Carolina got hit the worst of all of them. So,
yeah.
Pray for their souls in South Carolina that, you know, their restoration is quick.
Yeah, I know how tough it is to put the pieces back together after a bad storm. So that's why I abdicated that throne.
Those hurricanes.
Left a place where I was very secure in my vocation, but very insecure about my well-being, and decided to come to Roanoke, Virginia. Okay. But it's good. It's all good.
It is.
So what do you think about this full moon that we had way early this morning here in Roanoke?
It was a beautiful one. I was looking at it
last night. Pretty spectacular.
Aries.
I could get it. Yeah.
Go ahead.
It was looking me right in the eye on my front porch. Right in the eye. Nice.
It's pretty cool. It's you know, Aries moons are always really bright in the first place, but this one was really, really bright. So it was good. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
I think we needed a little spark of energy of that innocent Aries energy to come transform and change us.
Well, I think so. And I think, again, when we have like a full moon in Aries opposing the Libra sun, it's almost, again, like the peaceful warrior. It's all about being very motivated but balanced as you move forward. It can energize that ability to balance and maintain, is how I see it. The T-square with Mars is a little bit rough with Mercury, but again, it's not they're not close enough to actually square the lunation process, which I like.
Giving it on the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's affecting Mercury a little bit. It's funny because several of my readings over the last couple of days, people have been very, shall we say, bullet spitting. And I'm like, that's okay. Get it out. Let me know where you're at. I'm okay with it.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people's frustration levels, and trying to balance them out, especially in this transformative time, you know, because Mars is conjunct Pluto, so it really adds that extra punch to it, you know, of frustration.
Yeah, well, I like the two together for the Scorpios, though, because they're taking back their power. People that have Scorpio planets or major placements in Scorpio right now, both of their rulers are conjunct right now, so because of that, they can take back their personal power as long as they employ their integrity. And that's how I'm looking at some of that with some of the charts I've been working on. How about you?
Yeah, I agree. You know, and that taking back that personal power is crucially important. And the Scorpion energy, especially with Venus in Scorpio at this time, the Scorpion's energy has been really enhanced and really motivated to really get that power moving. And a lot of times I find with the Scorpion energy that it's stilted or it's held back as a result of other aspects. But in this case, it's full steam ahead. And I think I wrote that in my horoscopes this month. Full steam ahead.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, girl. That's great.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I'm glad that Mars has passed the square to Jupiter, because I'm hearing people complain a little bit less about the economic issues. I'm getting more relationship issues that are coming up, maybe because of that Venus and Scorpio heading towards Sag in a few days. They really want to have that deep sense of intimacy in their relationships. And I'm not talking just about sexual intimacy now. I'm talking about with their closest friends, with their family, even their pets. I mean, it's been amazing over the past week or so what I've been experiencing about that, because, you know, people always call me and talk to me or they Facebook me about their pets because they know what an animal lover I am. And it's like, okay, well, let's take a look at it. And, of course, often they don't have birth data for the cat or the dog or even the horse. So because of that, I have to just kind of go with the cards, which, you know, you and I both do cards as well as doing the astrology. But I do tap into a little bit with their own chart as far as seeing how they need to engage with the pet, okay? But that's been going on a lot for this past, I want to say, 7 days.
It's about right. It is about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. But it's all good because we're here to help no matter what the circumstances are, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in this rebalancing time, you know, people get thrown off kilter and, you know, they start looking at, oh, I can't figure out a direction to go, instead of taking that step back. And so, you know, because the Earth is always in motion, everybody else is always in that forward motion, and the universe isn't. And sometimes we have to stop, take a step back, look at it, reevaluate it, and see another avenue, instead of trying to keep pushing that same avenue that we're looking at. And this is an excellent time to show that, you know, we can change paths and come to a better path at this point in time to rebalance a situation.
Exactly, exactly. So I see a planet retrograde. I get this feeling it's incubating, you know, and we need to let it do that.
I always call it recharging itself.
Okay,
know,
I think that's great. That's
that.
A great concept as well. Yeah, I can go with that.
Yeah. Giving it that rest and that time to really re-challenge itself to really come across in a positive form when it goes direct.
Exactly. Execute some dynamic change. Well, we have a number of people on hold. Are you ready to talk to the first one?
How about we do that?
Okay. 207, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Dee. I called you a few weeks ago. My birthday's August 30th, 1961, 4 a.m. in Aegean, Greece.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. I got divorced from my husband, and I was in New York. We were living in Maine. And he came down and spent months with me, saying he's not coming back here without me. Well, we I came back here with him, and things are a lot different than they were, you know, a lot better. And now we're planning on buying a house together. And we're going to stay in Maine. It looks like, although I love New York, I couldn't make it there. We're staying in Maine, and we have, so far, two possibilities. It looks like we're almost approved for a mortgage. So I'd like to know how you see any of this, the relationship, the house, anything.
What's his
anything.
Birthday?
January 27th, 1959. You have him there as Tom. I think 11:31 a.m. in Queens, New York.
Okay.
I mean, he seems to have changed. It seems better. I don't know.
Okay. So where are you exactly now?
Right now, I'm in Littleton, Maine. It's right near Holton. Two towns north of Holton.
Okay. You got it. All right. Wow. Okay. Is he working now?
No, he's on disability.
He needs something to do. Does he have something that he does?
Not at the moment.
You need to get him a project. You need to have him do something.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is, but this is a guy who needs to have his hands busy.
Yes.
Okay. If his hands aren't busy, then he's going to be a pain in your tush.
Okay.
Cute.
So,
oh my goodness.
Find a project. Find something for him to do, and I think that the relationship will work really well. There's a lot of really nice hits here that I see that really work well to bond the two of you emotionally together. Not
yes.
that the two of you are the same in any way, shape, or form. Okay?
No, we're not.
You have two completely different personalities here. But they are harmonious to each other. So I do like that you're trying this over again, but I do feel that there are boundaries. He needs something to do, or else he is going to drive you absolutely crazy.
Okay.
So get him motivated to do something. Even if he's on disability, there's things that you can do.
Yes.
And ways to occupy your time outside of your disability. And
yes.
That's number one and first and foremost. The biggest thing here, even though I think that, again, here, I would take that patience with it.
Okay.
And develop that friendship a little stronger. And not have that hard expectation. I think if you put down the rules and boundaries, he might squawk a little, but he'll comply to them. And
okay.
That is number one rule, is that he needs to do something. Okay? What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I think that Tom, is, as you suggested, is a person that does need to have a mission. I don't know if it's about actually doing something that creates money or if it has to do with something that has meaning. It's kind of the way he feels to me, and I've talked to him and done a couple of readings on him, of course, on the air with you, Jacqueline. And again, I think that he needs to feel that he accomplishes something every day. It's not so much about the mission, it's about the activity. Now,
right.
Are there activities that you share with him, Dee?
Well, yes. I mean, well, right now, we were in New York for months, then we were doing a lot together, and he's packing up the house. We're clearing out this house. We share, you know, we're both into the spiritual and things like that. So those kind of activities, yes.
I'd like to see you do more traveling together to embrace spiritual things that are happening, whether it's a symposium or something that's absolutely spectacularly beautiful in nature, whatever it must be. But I think it's good for the two of you to kind of get together on that, because
yes,
even though you might view that experience differently, you'll share it well. And that's
okay.
What I think is the key to making this relationship happy again. Absolutely.
And was this a mistake? I mean, I'm going back and forth. I mean, I miss New York. I miss the people. I mean, I'm going all over the place. My daughter's happier here. You know, I know this is a better lifestyle. I like both places for what it has, but when I was in New York, I really felt in my own skin. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But I just couldn't make it there. I just couldn't.
Okay. Let me just take a look at relocating you to New York.
Okay. I tried almost a year.
It's okay. You have to understand, when you move to a new location, okay, it takes 13 lunar months for you to reset your bio clock. You have
yes.
to go through each cycle of the full and new moon in order to really kind of come into sync with it, okay?
Yes.
And, but you
I
were
mean,
pretty close.
Socially, it was great. It was great. I just connect with the people because I'm from there, and no other place connects with me like that. You know, here socially, it's not great. I don't know, but it has its perks. It's in another way, so I really don't know.
Okay. Wow. See, you tend to like to have that versatility. Boredom is your worst enemy. Whew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You cannot stand to be, like, you know, in a place where there's no activity. I mean, I can't see you just surviving, you know, even with a computer and a TV. I think you'd go out of your mind.
I do.
Yeah. So you're moving back to Littleton?
I'm moving either. We're either going to Presque Isle, which is a bigger town, much bigger, or Wynn, which is more down south, more central Maine.
Okay. If you can get that social aspect in there, I think you got a shot at this.
Yeah.
All right, great.
And it's really about the lifestyle
it.
You create rather than the relationship compatibility. It's about the lifestyle that can bring both of you a certain level of satisfaction without
yes.
completely uprooting. Okay?
Yes.
And to slow it down and not to make everything an emergency, maybe not to be so vehement, either he or you, but to settle into rediscovering a new place together, I think that's perfect, honey. I think that's perfect.
Okay. Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think that if you look at your socialization and find new places to go, groups of people to be with, things like this, and work in that environment of around where you are, I think you can make it here.
Well, that's why I'm going to try Presque Isle. At least it's a college town, and there's more going on over there. It's just a different environment. I'm hoping it's better, you know. It's not a small town. What's that?
Keep us posted.
The larger the city, the better.
I will.
Well, many blessings to you both.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good
luck.
All right, God bless.
Thank you.
All right. Sweet night.
Thank you.
Nice. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies, it's Danielle.
Hey,
hey
Danielle,
girlfriend.
How are you?
Doing a little better. Did you tell her, Aphrodite?
Yes,
I just gave her the
yes,
skinny. I figured you'd want to tell her the rest.
Well, the buyer of the property is going to come in and put in all new base cabinets and repair the wall behind it.
Beautiful.
Excellent.
See how when you have the faith, you stick with it, how things work? That's what it is. And trust that process, because here again, the success is there, and I'm so proud of you for sticking to your guns with that, because now you've got a safe environment that you're going to be living in, and the property itself is safer as a result of it. That's a good
right.
thing.
Yeah, but it was an awful, horrible experience to go through. It'll be 4 months by the time they get it finished. It's been going on for 4 months.
You know, some things, some good things take time. You know, how long has that mold been there? Obviously longer than 4 months. And so
right.
here again, it's a great thing. It's a little bit of time, but 4 months is not a long length of time compared to what it could be, you know. So it's good. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. So my question was, like, I talked to Aphrodite briefly about this a couple times about what do you feel, Jacqueline, about me eating chickens? And I didn't know if I, like, spiritually or as a light worker, if I was supposed to eat meat or chickens, or if I was able to maintain my diet without them.
I do feel you have Capricorn ruling your sixth house of major health. Capricorn is an earth sign and does have that meat process. Would I go deeper than fish or chicken into your diet? No. Okay. And I would strongly suggest clean, organic chicken if you do it. I think it will help out with a certain amount of proteins in it. Again, here, I wouldn't eat chicken every night either. Maybe two nights a week or something like this, putting chicken in, or two nights a week of fish. But I would add some. I think with the way your chart sits, a little bit of clean meat would go well to help with the protein.
Okay.
Now, there's an old saying that the meat that's closest to the bone is sweetest. And Capricorn does rule the bones and teeth of the body. So if you have a good chicken and you go ahead and you eat the chicken, like she said, in a moderate way, you might even want to make a soup with some of the bones to glean what you can from the marrow. Because it's going to help. You've always had a lot of problems with your lower back area. And I think that this constituent, if done in a moderate way, could really strengthen you over a period of time.
Because I didn't
Great.
Eat any for like 4 or 5 years.
And that's okay.
But slowly.
But
slowly
putting it back in. And I agree. I agree with Aphrodite about the meat closest to the bone is the best part of the meat. So you're looking at, for instance, on chicken, the wings are better for you than breasts, because they're closer to the bone as far as the meat is concerned, or the thighs, which are closer than the breasts are. So you're looking at that more tender meat. Or, again, like Aphrodite said, boiling those bones with meat on them or without meat on them could really add to that because of the nutrients that you get out of that.
There's great mineral support in there for you, Danielle. Great mineral support, which is really going to help you with your lower back and you getting a little bit more stamina back, too. I just feel that more psychically, but even with medical astrology, it looks that way in your chart. Okay.
I even like legs. I like chicken legs.
Yeah, the closer to the leg, the closer to that bone you get with the meat, the healthier it is and the better it is for you.
Okay.
And again, if you've been a vegan for that long, you want to bless, of course, the animal, of course, and you want to bless the food before you put it in your mouth, and you need to do that. You know, you're a ritualistic person like I am, so always bless it. Bless it when you're cooking it, and bless it right before you eat it to your body for good health and wholeness, because when you do that, you change the vibration naturally.
Right, right. Okay, and I've been gardening. I made some new spider plants. I got a spider plant, and I clipped off some parts of it and replanted and made new ones.
Sweet.
I love them. How sweet.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get the air quality in my apartment better with plants. I bought a spider plant, a Boston fern, a Chinese evergreen, and Aaron gave me some kind of vine plant.
I'm going to suggest another plant to you.
Okay.
medicinal purposes, the best thing you could do is have a mint plant in your house.
Mint?
Mint.
And I've got four different kinds. I've got pineapple, I've got banana, I've got chocolate, I've got spearmint.
I need a spearmint for the spiders in here.
Okay. Well, if I have any shoes that
really
survive
well
the last cold, I'll get them for you.
Okay. Well,
sounds like things are
ladies.
Coming together, Danielle. This is great. This is great. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy. Good luck.
All right. Well, thanks, ladies.
Keep us posted, love. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
I love it. It's like life coming back after this all this time. It's been so challenging.
And it's a great lesson to see that through our own personal challenges, if we work with them and work past them, that we can actually succeed. She is a living example of that success. As long as we're tenacious and we stay firm with our truth, we can actually make it happen. It may be challenging, but we can make it happen.
See, a lot of times people think, oh, no, I have a square, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, no, meet the challenge of the square for best results. The square is there for a reason. You grow, you change things around you, you change other people. You are become much more creative in your environment on a daily basis when you meet the challenge of a square. It doesn't mean you can't, it means you must.
There
and
you go.
Don't
I'll
get
use that
at
quote
first.
Of yours.
Okay. So a lot of people don't get that initially. I said, no, let's take another look at this from a different perspective. Because, we all have squares going on all the time. As these planets move and stuff, they do challenge us in certain ways. So we increase our ability to promote our career, increase our spirituality, help our health, help others. Oh, yeah, it's all good.
It is.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 561-287. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, ladies. It's Stacy. I just want to know, job is still pending. So I just want to know if you see romance picking up first or a job.
Okay. Let's take a peek. You're 1226?
1216.
Oh, it's 1216? Okay.
1226.
Oh, okay.
I thought so. Okay.
We have two, and you never know which one.
I've got 13 of them on here, Jacqueline.
Well, I've got two from
now,
the radio show.
Where are you living now?
Oh, I'm Delray Beach, Florida.
That's what I thought. Okay. Just want to be sure. All right. That's a nice area, isn't it?
Yeah, no problem from the hurricane. Not even a power outage.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, you're further south. That's a great thing.
I see job coming before romance for you.
Oh, that's perfect. That's what I want because that's what I really want. I was hoping because I put so much effort into the job more than romance because I don't want to tell anybody I don't have a job. It's embarrassing.
I think romance is going to keep it. I think that. Go ahead.
To what?
Are you applying for jobs right now?
Oh my God! I got to tell you, I get one to two interviews every week. I'm diligently applying, and I'm diligently applying, and so far nothing. It's just I don't know why. I mean, I'm not the only one out of work, but when do you see the jobs, when do you see me getting even a stepping stone, something?
It's coming.
I think you've already.
Go ahead,
Jacqueline.
Okay.
I think you've already applied for the job you're going to get. I think you've already applied for the job you're going to get, and you're not going to hear for a week. Yeah. But you're going to hear within a week. I mean, Venus passed over your Neptune, and there's a frustration line to you because you wanted instant gratification. I get that. But Sun's going to pass over your Moon in a week, in the 10th house of your career, I have a feeling that something you've already applied for is going to come through.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to resort to McDonald's or something.
No. I agree with Aphrodite. It's right on top of you now. That's like I asked if you were applying for jobs. This is because it's so right on top of you now. It isn't even funny. So it's a matter of a short period of time now before you get that job. So your blessings are going to be there. I know it's frustrating, but relax because everything's lining up for you as far as your work. And I agree with Aphrodite. Love, work comes before love. So this is going to come first.
No, I wanted to. It's just I've been waiting for it, and I thought, well, oh, my God. You know, I've been trying, and I just said I don't know why it's been taking so long. I've applied, but you think it's going to come through like an agency or something I've applied for myself?
It looks to the Internet, so it could be either the agency or you. I just feel like it was an electronic thing because of where Venus is kissing your Neptune. And again, it looks like it's more of a career move than just a job. In other words, what you put down on that resume, how you set that up, it's going to just ring the right bell with the right person. That's how I'm getting
it. Oh, okay. Yeah, so you're saying I'll be working within a few weeks or a few...
Yeah. I think within a week you're probably going to get the interview or you're going to get an inquiry to follow up on it, and I would go with that. I don't see love coming into you until December, maybe the second week of December. I see the love possibility coming in because you're going through your Mars return. And your part of fortune, where you live now in Delray Beach, is very close to your Mars. So I have a feeling that December, that's when that's going to happen. But I see the job before that. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be wonderful because I'm really worried about my finances. Really, really worried. And, you know, it's like family isn't always helping out. You know what I mean?
Worry is not as powerful as prayer, my friend.
Oh,
worry
I know,
is like prayer
but you
in reverse.
But
try to stop yourself from the worrying. Try to put your faith in and say, I'm doing everything right. Help me. Don't let yourself get into that space where you experience that anxiety because it doesn't serve you. Try to lay it down and have the faith that you're doing everything in your power and the divine will get you the rest of the way, okay?
But with the family, do you see them helping out at all?
I don't think they're going to have to. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, okay. That'll be great because, you know what I'm saying, I guess, you know, they know when they haven't even offered, and that's why I'm really upset. They know how bad it is.
And sometimes the challenge of you working through it on your own and finding success really brings your self-will and your self-value a lot higher. So look at this as the challenge that's being brought. The only obstacle in your course as far as this job is concerned is the timing of it. And now that door is open for the timing to say it's finally time. And you've met this challenge, okay? So stand firm with it. You're really getting your own power and really knowing your own power at this point in time. I agree with Aphrodite. Relax. Take a breath as far as the finances are concerned because things are shifting on you and they're going to shift to your benefit as long as you keep that faith. Trust the process.
Oh, I will because sometimes I say, like, I go for something, I have the skill set, and I'm like, why didn't they even give me the opportunity? I'm a great worker. And then they hire somebody
else. It wasn't the right job
else.
For you because God only gives good things to his children. It wasn't the right job for you. Forget about that part. Don't think it's about your self-worth. It's about you're going to get something much better than those that walked away from you. Trust me.
Yeah, because when I got let go of one last year, they kept somebody else instead of me, and guess what happened? That gal's not there anymore. And she always called in, and I never called in, and I'm so honest, and I'm a good worker, and I just said, how could they get rid of me? But it wasn't
sure,
just me. They got...
Something better is coming, and we need to take the next caller, okay, Stace?
Oh, thank you.
You have a really
both.
Good night.
God bless
keep
you.
Us posted.
And how did you, and,
God bless
and
you
how
too.
Did how did Jackie do? You said in Florida, how did she do with the hurricane?
Oh, I did
she
just
went
fine.
Right after.
Yeah, I came down right after the fact, but Some great people here helped me out while I was gone, and so and the hurricane, you know, made that trek north. And so the
and you know what,
it was
a high five. If it would have hit here, we would have all been dead.
Oh yeah.
And that's
well,
why they put all the alerts.
Being dead, but it would have
well,
been
they put
really
all the alerts for a reason. Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
But I had a feeling it wouldn't hit. You know, I just knew because it wasn't as bad outside as they predicted it to be. It was just a little wind. It wasn't as bad. So I said, it can't be that bad because it felt like a normal day like it does today.
Right.
Well, it wasn't that way up here. I can guarantee you that. I have cameras on my house, so I know.
Yeah.
Good luck,
Stacey. Keep us posted, Stacey. God bless you.
I will. Bye-bye. Thank you so much,
bye-bye.
Ladies.
God bless you, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you right now.
It is.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Andy. So good to hear your voices tonight.
Nice to talk to you, too. Girlfriend, what's going on?
Well, I had an astrology question. I need information about the best timing to initiate a legal action. This is something that needs to happen, and I'm wondering, is it better while Mars is transiting your seventh or better when Mars hits the eighth?
When is the litigation going down?
Well, it probably, that's the initial filing, which probably won't happen until, I'm thinking the beginning of December. But actual litigation probably won't start until next year. But the filing probably
March.
Will have to happen. Yeah.
Is this a financial issue that you're bringing up, or
it will mostly be financial? Yes.
Well, in February, I see the part of lawsuit active, and then in March, I see the part of lawsuit discord and controversy on your chart in Overland Park, Kansas. So you are looking at more late winter as far as resolution. To me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you
right.
think, Jacqueline?
Right.
Well, I'm looking at the time period to start the situation, and it is time to reevaluate, reexamine, and really look at the right direction to go with this. Do I think you should? You need to stand up and speak out about the righteousness of the truth of this. Is really the most important
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, I completely agree in it, and I've put it off too long. So.
Well, the information will become available to you really feel security and a sense of victory probably until the close of the year. So even if you start the paperwork now, my feeling is when Uranus goes direct, it's going to be sitting pretty much on your Mercury. In that 10th house of the courts in the Overland Park chart. Plans are going to be going to Aquarius and Pisces. The 8th house has to do with your joint financial resources, money owed, okay, or money borrowed.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of this is going on more towards the winter, even though now, as
right.
Jacqueline pointed out, you need to maybe get additional information, look at what other people that have been in the same place, what they have been able to create out of that. Do a little research, I think. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do. And I do think that I would take my time at this point in time. Aphrodite talked about the point that when Uranus goes direct, I believe that's the end of this next month when Uranus goes direct. Is it?
It's
mm-hmm.
actually between Christmas
that sounds
and
about
the new
right.
year.
But-
between
oh.
Christmas and the New Year. I think it's on the 28th of December.
Oh, I'm a month off than what I thought. I thought it was around the end of November. So you're actually
that's November.
Looking
I mean,
at that.
That's when Neptune goes direct, Jacqueline.
Oh,
right
okay.
on top of her Saturn. So I think you're pulling on something
exactly.
else. I see you. I know what you're looking at.
No,
okay.
I was looking at the Uranus retrograde on top of her Mercury. But I can't remember. I thought that was the end of November that Uranus goes
that's
direct.
That's Neptune.
Right?
Neptune goes direct on the 21st.
Why do I keep doing that?
On November.
Okay.
Because there's
so
much going on. Come on. We're looking at 144 variables in a natal and 144 variables in a transit wheel. That's a bit, girl.
Is that all?
That's
okay.
all.
Is that all?
So really the beginning of it, and here again, the beginning of it should be the thought process. This should be the research time. The thought process should be, again, thought out, and then by the end of November you'll have the plan, and then the end of when Uranus goes direct, beginning of the year, is when you're really going to take the initiative to really make this, you know, have the power to make this happen. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes good sense. Absolutely.
So you're going through a Pluto trine period, okay, and it's rare. Transiting Pluto is trining your natal Pluto right now, okay? And Pluto's the slowest moving planet. It hasn't been there in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War. So to try to put yourself under unnecessary stress about trying to execute sooner probably is not going to serve you. Take your sweet time, do the research, and make sure that their ducks are in a row. That is what's going to serve you.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
So just glide in there.
Sounds
yeah,
good.
You let it wait for a while, but, you know, Pluto, again, is on your side here. It was retrograde until a couple of weeks ago. So now you want to move forward with it, and that's totally intuitively correct. But no, it's better to do it thoroughly than to go for a launch right now.
Right, right. So the intuition to wait closer to the end of the year is spot on.
Right.
And Pluto does go into your seventh house within the next 2 months, which is all about litigation, okay? And it's going to still be trying your natal Pluto. And so, again, because of that, if you get the people that are powerful and have integrity, you could do fine with this.
Wow, I didn't realize Pluto was moving into my seventh. It's been in the sixth forever. It seems like.
Right, but it's at 15 degrees, and your seventh house cusp is like 1640. Pluto moves roughly a degree a month. Sometimes it's a little bit slower. But you're looking at least 60 days for it to get into that seventh house with all those trines, all your Virgo planets in the third, which is why you want to speak for yourself, and you want the numbers to speak for themselves, and it's going to bring it to you.
Cool. Thank you both so much. I always learn so much. Thank you.
We love you calling in because you're so on top of our stuff. We love that.
You guys have a great evening. Thank you.
You too, sweetie. All right, bye-bye. That's an interesting chart. Oops. Jacqueline, are you still there? I think I just lost her. I think she's going to call back in. I'll go ahead and take the next caller. Area code 561-541. You're on the air.
Hi, hello. It's Jay from Florida.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing. How are you?
Let me bring Jacqueline back in. She just signed back on.
You go for it.
Hey, Jacqueline. Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button.
Oh, is that what it was? All of a sudden it died, and I'm like, wow. Okay.
Jay from Florida is on the air with us right now.
Hey, Jay, how are
you? I'm doing okay. How are y'all?
Doing good.
Oh, my God.
We survived the hurricane.
We survived the hurricane. And then I ended up having some more teeth complications. So tomorrow morning, I'll be going in for an evaluation with the surgeon because they definitely want to, they want me to consider extracting some of those wisdom teeth. But other than that, you know, emotionally, I've just been feeling all over the place. I feel it's always a constant, sometimes I feel energy of potential, and then I feel a contracted energy, you know, things kind of contract. It's like a stop and go dynamic going on here. And so I guess my question is, what the heck is going on? What is this going on?
The teeth thing, though, is right on time, okay? You really need to get this taken care of because both Mars and Pluto are in Capricorn, which rule the bones and teeth of the body. And they were squaring some of your Aries planets, and they still are. So the inflammatory process there is not healthy for you. It can even give you headaches, bone mm-hmm. aches in your jaw, all of that. And so that needs to be taken care of. But I'll let Jacqueline take a look at your emotional energies because I see some things, but I want to let her run with the ball. Okay?
Well, you know, first of all, that we just had a full moon in Aries.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. Couldn't sleep.
I'm just saying, so that you understand that was impacting you very strongly, okay, compared to the average individual, okay? Uranus,
right.
Which is the thing that I think is bothering you the most. Uranus is retrograde. It has been retrograde. It before it went retrograde, it passed over your Mercury and your Venus, and then now it's trekking back into that atmosphere again, okay? So you're feeling a little bit more restless than what you normally would. What it's doing for you is making you go, do you really want this? Is this really right for you? Okay.
Right.
Bringing out that Aries innocence of, yes, I am this, and yes, I am capable of doing these things, and yes, this is what I want in my life. Okay. Now, that energy is going to shift at the beginning of the year when Uranus goes direct. And then you're really going to be able to take off, and you won't have that jitteriness that you have now. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. You know, this chart is amazing, though, because you have a lot of trines and blessing lines. Saturn's moving in the direction of Uranus here, like the awakening within this year. So just take a longer view of things. So when you get these things that have been troublesome cleared up, I have to tell you, you're going to embrace the inner teacher, the inner scholar. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're coming to a very exciting cycle over the next year. The ponderous planets tell us the main themes, but it takes us a while to get there. Okay?
Mm.
Now, Venus is sitting right on your Saturn in Scorpio. Do you have a partner?
I do.
Okay. And how is that going?
It's going well. It's been 5 years, and she's a Libra, so she's the complete opposite.
And opposites attract in the zodiac. That's okay.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that because of Venus sitting on your Saturn in Scorpio, a deeper level of communication is available for you with this woman now.
Mm. Okay. Mm.
Now, do you fear that sense of deep intimacy deep inside?
Probably.
But this is your opportunity to take off the mask and allow yourself to really delve into the relationship on a fearless level. And I tell you this because there is nothing like it when you can let that happen. I've had it happen 3 times in my lifetime. I have to tell you, there is nothing like it.
Mm. Wow.
Just
let
you know.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Thank you, ladies.
Well, you're welcome. And you have keep us posted.
I sure will. I'm always speechless when I talk to you, lady. So thank you so much.
Well, many blessings to you. Okay, bye. So sweet. These people are so amazing. They call in here. They just blow me away. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 303, you're on the air.
Oh, hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fine. Hold on. I'm in a cafe, so it's a bit noisy, so I'm going to step outside. It just got really busy in here. It was nice and quiet earlier. Okay, there we go.
That's okay. Better. We're happy to talk to you no matter what.
Thank you. You have my birth info already in the computer.
Who are we speaking with?
Allison, A-L-I-S-O-N.
Oh, hi, Allison.
Hi.
It's been a while.
It has been, and some stuff has changed since we last talked.
Nice.
I'm
now,
still
where do you,
in Arizona.
Where do you, were you born in England?
No.
in Arizona?
Okay.
No, oh, gosh, no. I lived there briefly. I'm in Arizona, though, but not there.
You were born in Berkeley.
March 15th.
Yeah, I was born in California, but I don't live there either. I live in Arizona.
And what city in Arizona do you live in?
Prescott.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, you can. That Kingman one is old address.
You're March 8th, 1957. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Okay.
We got you going on here. Okay.
Okay.
What would you like to know today?
Well, I had to make a move in the end of August, and that was a bit of a traumatic situation. And then I lost my job that I'd been at for quite a while later. So I can say August, September were really, really tough months for me. I am really looking for new work. I have that's all I really want to say on that. Looking for good work, not a lot of the really menial jobs I've been doing for the last long, long time. So,
well, you're about to
I'm,
go through your Saturn return. And
yeah,
your Saturn return is happening. In Arizona, though, can be very good. People fear the Saturn return, but often Saturn will bring your tenure to a point that can be recognized by the public. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And we're looking at a 60-day cycle, and less, actually. It's probably about 6 weeks out. And Pluto just entered your seventh house of agreements, contracts,
I'm sorry, what was that?
Resumes, plan of empowerment.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's at 15 degrees now. Mars is about to hop into your seventh house. Over this next week, there's going to be a major conjunction here that could put you back in business.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Since I do astrology, which conjunction are you referring to?
Mars joining Pluto in your seventh.
Yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha, okay. And you're going by the chart that's in Prescott. You're not going by my birth chart, obviously. There's very little difference between the two of them, though. The latitude and longitude are very, very close. So I just use my natal chart. There's such a small difference between the two of them. I think.
Oh no, they're more than 10 degrees. If you use the parts of destiny, I use a 1 degree orb. There's a major difference in the two charts, as far as timing. Okay.
If
you look at the timing, you want to know when a planet. So the planet is the verb. The science is the costume it's wearing. The house it enters is where the stage takes place. And there is a difference here. We're going from 6 to 13 degrees of Cancer on the ascendant.
Right.
That's
right.
Significant.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm.
So
yeah.
Pluto is right now in your seventh, and Mars is heading in there over the next 3 days. Okay?
Right. Okay. Okay, got it. Okay, you're using the Prescott chart. Okay. All right, go ahead.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
Okay. Well, I agree, okay, with Aphrodite. I think the timing of it, especially empowering you with the Saturn return, from what you just said, I do feel you're right on track, okay, because, again, that Saturn return brings empowerment as well. And in your sixth house, it really empowers you at this point in time to really say no more. I am going to strive for that job that I do want, that I will inspire me, will teach and sustain as well as me, as help me expand and grow in a lot of different ways. And so I agree with Aphrodite with this Pluto-Mars conjunction that it is really going to be to your benefit.
Okay.
And so stay steadfast in looking for that job that's going to be fun, exciting, and different, because that's exactly what the universe is going to give you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'll pull up my Arizona chart and look at that and see, follow along with that.
And the sun's going to pass over your Neptune within the next 10 days too, Allison. And that's that can help you to manifest your dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. Yeah, some good things going on in here. I'm excited for you. I think you're going to really be very, very happy as these plans start to move forward. You're definitely moving in the right direction, and you've been making the right calls on this just by your own natural psychic ability.
Do you see a relocation being, I mean a long-distance relocation, not just a local move, but a long-distance relocation being a part of this process? I know that Jupiter in that fourth house down there is, can be changes in home. Or
right,
space,
and Neptune's going to go direct in your ninth house of this relocation on the 21st of November. And when it does that, again, it could be the dream job, and you might have to relocate or travel. It could be either one.
All righty.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
I think Jupiter in your fourth is trying to bring you peace. I think Jupiter in your fourth is trying to bring you peace. Okay.
I tell you, it is time for that.
You need it so bad. I get it.
In fact, I took special note of the caller who had the question about legal matters and Mars, because I have actually a similar question. I don't have the question now, but I took note of that because I have a housing matter from my previous landlord that looks like it's going to also be going to court. It's lovely when people do the wrong thing, and you have to take legal action, but it's looked like I'm going to have to take that similar route. So that's not my question for today, but, boy, that sucks when you have to invest in legal matters because somebody else has done something wrong. Legal, you know.
Right.
Just,
and I think that's
draining.
Sooner than later.
It's
I think what you've done already is good, though. I think you are addressing it with the utmost integrity here, and I think you'll be blessed. Yes.
I hope so, because she needs to be stopped.
Oh, wow.
You know, she's
done
this before. She's done this before, so sometimes the law is the only recourse, and even that doesn't guarantee that the money that is due you will ever come your way. So it's the reality of people doing bad things. Anyway, so I'll pay
keep us posted,
tomorrow.
Okay?
I will. Thank you both so much. Enjoy your show.
God bless you so much. All right, bye-bye.
God bless you both. Bye-bye now.
We're at the top of the hour, Jack. We need to tell people where they can find us.
Okay. They can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. We will not be on the air next weekend. I'm going to be traveling, and Jacqueline has a lot of catch-up to do down in Florida after the hurricane, so we will not be speaking to you next Sunday, but we will pick up following Sunday. Please be blessed, and know that we're there for you. Call us if you need us. Have a beautiful weekend.
Good night.
Good night.